Folks, can you provide us with an address for the builder?
Yes.
Is that possible? Okay.
Yes.
If you would call into the office and give them that, and I'll request that a letter be sent to the builder.
I didn't bring that with me, but I can call it in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Did just call planning and zoning?
Yep, that'll be fine.
All right, great.
You say you were in touch with him, the builder?
Yes, I let him know.
Okay.
Before I even came here.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Case number 10,974, Connie Lyons, west of Route 13A, Bridgeville Highway, south of Garden Lane, being lot 88 within Green Acres Development, a variance from the rear and side yard setback requirement.
All of you just come forward, put your hand on the Bible. Do you swear or affirm that all the evidence you are going to give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Okay, and would you give us your names, please?
Laura Webster.
Linda Lyons.
Marlon Morgan.
Okay, got all those? Okay, and when you testify, would you give your name again, please, and your address? Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening.
My name is Connie Lyons. I live at 8670 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Okay. My name is Marlon Morgan. I live at 307 Market Street, Bridgeville, 19933.
Okay. And can you explain to the board your request?
Pardon?
Would you explain now to the board your request for these variances?
Mrs. Lyons doesn't quite understand this, and I think I may or may not, so I'm here to help her.
Okay.
Okay.
Very well.
Set on the agenda there that she has these are variants for three things, two decks and a rear storage area.
Mm-hmm.
Those were there when Mr. Lyons bought the house, and we have a survey showing that, and we also have copies I got from upstairs showing that the applications were in for variance on these particular items.
Okay.
So we were wondering why we have to go through this a second time.
I don't believe there has been a variance granted before.
What you have there are permits.
Those are permits.
So that
these are, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, they're permits.
Permits. Oh, okay.
I will state that certificate of compliance have been issued for everything except for the screen porch.
Is that what that represents, the screen porch?
Residential
addition, it's open, and the inspector went to go check it and found that the screen porch on the existing deck
and all the others, all the others have been approved.
And been approved.
Yeah, that's what I understood. It was bought the porch. Again, I'm the contractor who put the screen around her porch. Actually, it's not a porch, it's a deck. A deck that's on the property, it's been there when she bought the property, and it's within compliance of setbacks. Now the structure I put up was all inside of the deck. We did not protrude past the deck. Everything was built a screen inside the deck so that nothing went past the property line or the line where the deck was. In fact, it's several inches in. We did it that way so that we wouldn't, you know, infraction on the setback that we knew was there. And
just so you'll know, in the future you can have a deck, but once you put a roof over it, it becomes an enclosed structure.
And that's what I was told. Yes, I found that out. And I did not know that. And they told me that upstairs, so that's why I guess we're here, to get there. Ms. Lyons went to all her neighbors, and she has a signed petition here stating that no one complains, no one is upset with it. The whole neighborhood has decks and storage. Everybody has the same thing in the neighborhood because all the lots are the same size. The only thing different is she has screens where nobody else has done that. And so she did get is notarized. Okay.
That's
why we're here,
sir,
then, to get approval of the screen.
Sir, you said you built this for her?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a licensed contractor in the county. I have insurance. I'm an LLC, one-man LLC.
How long have you been building in the county?
I've been down here about 12 years. I've had my own license. I worked for a company for many years. I've had my own license for 5 years. After I retired, I went on, just people ask.
You're very familiar with setbacks and heights and buildings.
Fairly, yes, yes, fairly. That's why we checked on her.
And when you get the permits.
To make sure that we didn't go past the setback. The only thing I did not know was that fact that, like the gentleman said here, Mr. Mills, that when we put a roof over it, that made a difference.
And you didn't know that prior to that?
No, I did not. That was my fault. Something I didn't know, I figured as long as we were, didn't infringe on the setback, that we were okay. In fact, I'd asked another contractor, which is the wrong thing to do. I should have came over here and asked somebody.
Well, when you got the permit, did it tell you on there?
I didn't read it, but it does.
You didn't read the, read the permit?
You know, when you get this part here, it did say on here after I read it about the setbacks, but didn't say anything about a closure with a roof. It just said about the, so I did not get that information or have that when I got the permit.
Gotcha.
Again, like I said, Ms. Lyons went around, all the neighbors, and nobody has any problem with it. It doesn't look odd. It doesn't look different. It doesn't, you know, it just blends in like everything else.
Well, just as a suggestion, you know, that from now on that you would inquire about that. I know you've learned something tonight.
Yes, I've learned something tonight, and I've learned to come back, and I've learned where these places are now. So when I worked for a company, I never did this.
This cannot be after the fact, because let me put it this way, this hurts your client. Have to put the money out for something like this when you should know about that as a builder.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, we agree with that? Hmm? You're a professional, we agree with that, don't we?
Hey, I agree with you.
Okay, well, yes. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that from now on, after this case, that you look it over, you try and meet everything that's supposed to be met as far as setbacks.
Well, I learned that you go to one place, there's like three different places up there you have to check.
Don't ask a builder, ask planning and zoning. Yeah.
So I found the right office now on this side, the people who to talk to.
Planning and zoning.
Yeah.
Planning and zoning. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Mrs. Isaacs, I see that one side has a 10-foot side yard, the other 5-foot. Is that correct? Side yard setbacks?
Well, because the deck on the if you're looking from Garden Lane on the left, mm-hmm. because it's open and unenclosed, the deck can encroach 5 foot into the setback.
So the actual setback is 10 feet, though?
Right, but
right.
It can be
okay.
5 feet from the side.
Right, okay. So actually they're looking for, because it does encroach, they're looking for a full variance on that one side.
Well, we normally do it by the 5 feet because it can be, but if you want to make it the full, that's
okay.
That's your decision. We can do that. We can change that.
Okay.
Then it would be from the 10.
It would be 6 feet, 6.4 feet.
6.1.
6.4 feet. 6.4.
Mm-hmm.
6.4.
That's what I have.
I didn't know if there was a 5 foot setback requirement on that one side for some reason.
No, it can be just okay. Because it's open and closed.
Thank you. That's
You're
all.
Welcome.
Oh, I see. Okay.
How did it how did the need for a variance for the shed come about? It was already on the property, is that correct?
Already on.
When you purchased it?
Yeah.
Okay. And was there a permit for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Back in 1996.
But no CO? Or there was
yes,
a CO?
Yes, certificate of compliance has been issued.
On both of them.
In 2003.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything has been issued a certificate of compliance except for they had to go through, they got a permit for the screen porch on the existing deck, which the deck had a certificate of compliance.
Okay.
From us in 2007. And building code signed off on it, and then our inspector went out to do the inspection and found.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the residential addition and the accessory structure was on the same permit?
Yes.
Okay.
There's permits for everything on this property.
Okay, good. I can see that.
Now, you heard me ask the previous applicant to address the standards for granting a variance. Can you do that for us?
Was that enough?
You heard me ask the previous applicant to address the standards for granting a variance. Would you do that for us?
We checked on.
Would you do that for us now?
Can you address them for us?
Will you address those for us?
All these questions?
Well, the standards, yes. You need to tell us how it's unique, the property is unique, what obviously wasn't created by the applicant. And
well, I'm not quite sure I understand this. The first one, it says, due to unique circumstance of the condition, such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness, lot size, is there a physical condition pertinent to the property? Well, I guess what we all explained is the fact that I took the porch that was already there in compliance and added the screening, figuring that that was it, not knowing that with the roof, it changed it to a different structure, a different code, right? We see B, is there exceptional practical difficulty due to such conditions not related? I'm not quite sure how I answer that one. I only got these questions tonight, and I have no idea what some of them mean, so excuse me for that.
Would you like more time to prepare?
I read over them, and I still don't, not quite clear how to answer them.
Would you like more time to prepare?
I don't know if any more time would help. I mean, it probably would. I probably could talk to somebody who could help me understand them. Yes.
Okay.
The standards are there. They have to be met. In other words, you have to convince this board that this request meets those standards.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, we can finish hearing this at the end of this hearing, give you time to listen to the others and how they address those, or you can come back at a later time and address those standards. That's up to you. Would you like I guess we would not table it, but
we could
table it for right now. You could get your thoughts together, you know, be creative or whatever you need to do. Listen to some of the other testimony and how people address those standards, and then you can come back at the end
so
of the year.
So we're going to give us time till after all the meeting here to start answer these.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or we'll give you time to come back at the next regular meeting, give you a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think that would be better because I like I said, this is totally new to me. I have no understanding what this does and how to actually answer them. I realize I got to answer them to what we did to comply with.
See, as a board, we have to be convinced that you meet these standards.
Yes.
Okay. We'll make sure, sir, you have every opportunity to be able to do those. You feel comfortable with them. That's why, again, what Mr. Mills suggested, either like later on this evening or if you'd like to have more time, come back at our next regular meeting, give you enough time to take those home, as you said, and research them, get some, whatever we can do to help.
I'd like to take them home.
Take them
home. I would really appreciate that, yes.
Right. In order to do that, then we would have to table it. But first, we're going to be asking for
opposition. I'll go right through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we'll do that, okay?
Okay, then next meeting, I just come in and go through this.
Well, yes, sir. That way, give you more time. Yeah, like you said, give you more time, be comfortable, be prepared, which we want to do, and ask for some help.
Okay, is Ms. Lyons going to be with me at that time, too?
It would be good.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I thought so.
If they can.
Yeah, I'll make it.
All right, so I'll finish up, and then
I'll make it.
Okay, you'll make sure you make it. Okay.
And a little advice, don't ask that builder about any of these questions. I gave you advice. Answer them yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, let me finish up the case, and you can stay right there. Okay, there was no any further questions from the members of the board? There's none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, you got two?
Mr. Chairman, they did submit 20 signatures in favor.
20?
From the residents of Green Acres.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest if they'd like to speak in favor of it, that way they wouldn't have to return with them.
Okay. Correct.
My name's Laura Webster. I live at 402 Monroe Avenue in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania. My mom's on vacation this week until next week, and so I brought her down from Pennsylvania for this.
Okay.
Linda Lyons, 8670 Garden Lane, Seaford, Delaware. She's my mom.
I like the screen and porch because I have three kids, and we all like to sit outside, and down here you get bit up by mosquitoes.
Right.
And I get bit up all the time instead of my kids. So it's easier to have them, because I don't know the neighborhood, and a three-year-old's going to take off.
Yes, ma'am.
Even if I turn my back for a minute. So having the indoor porch is a lot easier. Plus, with my mom's trailer, it's not big for seven of us when we come down to visit.
Inside.
Yeah, inside.
Well, that's an answer to one of these questions.
So you're getting some help, so you do. Ma'am, everything doing
well? I'm thinking here as we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, because our cats love that.
I'm sorry?
Our cats.
The cats love it.
I love that. Okay.
My birds.
Okay, or is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I did pass down a letter that we received.
Oh, wait a minute.
Would you like for me to read that into the record?
Yeah, maybe would you read it into record, please?
Okay, this is from Walter Langevin. I think that's how you say his name. He's from Garden Lane. He said to the members of the Board of Adjustment, first, as a friend of Connie Lyons, I wish her well in her pursuit of a screened-in deck. But as a resident and treasurer of Green Acres, I have concerns about the codes violated in the process of building the screened deck. No permit was obtained before building the structure. No attempt was made in locating property markers to identify property lines. When the permit was finally obtained, it is clearly written on the permit stating setbacks of 10 foot on the sides. There is an allowance for decks, which is allowing 5 foot setback. To my knowledge, the deck is setback closer to the property line than 5 feet. The setback for a roof is 10 foot. The roof in question is less than 5 foot from the property line. My concern is if this variance is allowed, other owners will try to do the same. The homes are very close as it is. The chance of a multiple home fire greatly increases with room additions. We have had two homes destroyed of fire in the past 2 years. Many of the owners in this community will like similar construction but follow the codes. Others don't know codes even exist. The codes exist for a purpose, and the permit process should be adhered to for the safety and unification of the community. For this reason, I oppose the variance. Thank you.
Okay.
Ma'am, does he live next to you?
If, is this who I'm thinking of? The president of the association, his name is Ray. I don't know who.
This is the treasurer of Green Acres. He lives at 8690 Garden Lane.
He's way down further from me.
Way down further from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for survey. I thought when I bought my property, I thought I had the survey done when I purchased my property, but it was canceled out and I never knew. So I did get my survey done for this hearing.
And I did know where the pen was. I knew where the line was. That's why I did not go out past.
Okay.
And the fires he was talking about were people cooking on decks with their grills, not in a closed property.
Let me ask you one more question.
Sure.
Were you told when you obtained the permit, okay, or the variance? Did you go in to apply for the variance?
No, this is the first time. These other variances were done by somebody else. The variances before?
No, this variance tonight.
This variance,
Mrs. Lyons.
I was at the office up there.
Oh, Mrs. Lyons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pardon?
Did you apply for this?
The variance?
Yeah.
Were you instructed that you would have to have answer these standards for a variance tonight?
The questionnaire that we have?
Yes.
We were told we would have to answer these questions, but I was told by Kelly Passwaters, and I think she's in zoning, that she would help us answer these questions. And it has them all posted on here that we would get help answering these questions at the night of the meeting. That's what it says.
Okay.
And Mrs. Lyons just gave me this tonight, so I had, she had it in the mail, and she wasn't down. She was up in Pennsylvania. So that's why it was all new to me.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll certainly try to do our best.
So I said, please bring along. You'll get help answering these questions.
All right.
But we'll do it.
Okay. Thank you. Is there being no other opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,974 to our next regular meeting to give the applicant the opportunity to prepare.
Okay. And that will be June 4th.
Yes, June 4th. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards.
Yes.
That we table case number 10,974 until our next regular meeting, which will be on June the 4th. Allow the applicants the time to prepare for their questionnaire.
Same time?
Thank you.
Same time? 7 o'clock?
Yeah, it starts at 7 o'clock.
Great, thank you so much.
Since I'm sitting in pinch hitting for the council that's normally here, I have a question. Are you tabling this or leaving it open?
Leaving it open.
You would be leaving it open.
Yeah, leaving it open. Okay, Mr. Mills?
So moved. Okay.
Mr. Rickards?
Second that, leave it open.
And Mr. Callaway, yes. By a vote of 10,974, your cases will be left open until our next regular meeting again on June the 4th. It starts at 7.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck.